لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We as a Muslim Ummah, we suppose from time to time to stop and to evaluate our status and to see the challenges that we are facing and how we're going to face those. One of the challenges that we have is the majority of the Muslims, they came as immigrant from a different culture. And most of us, when we are coming to a different culture, we bring with us a good intention and some knowledge about the religion and a lot of culture, a lot of habits and traditions. That's one. One challenge is how we're going to have all of those to fit. The second major challenge is the negative profile against the Islam and the Muslim. And these are challenges maybe you don't feel as much pinch as the new generation. Because the new generation has to adjust. And they are the one. They are hearing one thing in home and another on the street. And one thing in home and another thing in school. And in the playground and the neighborhood and who is what. So in the process of building the Muslim character and to be a positive partner, you don't have to lose your identity. You don't have to melt. One of the major things that we're supposed to pay attention to really help us to grow and to function right and to do the job right, they are masajid, the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commended, and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any effort will be spent to build the masajid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim, in Surah Al-Tawbah, إِنَّمَا يُعَمِّرُ مَسَاجِدُ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَى أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ اللهم اجعلنا منهم. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying إِنَّمَا يُعَمِّرُ مَسَاجِدُ اللَّهِ. Allah gave a testimony that the one who will work for establishing and the prosperity of a masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying these are the one who believed in Allah and believed in the hereafter, and if that person adding to that, he is doing وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ, and they performing the obligatory prayer, وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ, the poor dues or the zakah, وَلَمْ يَخْشَى إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and have in the heart no fear from other than Allah, having no fear from no one other than Allah, one of the major ingredients that you need to promote good and fight evil. One of the, not only the knowledge and the way that you're going to say it or do it, but the fear. And there is a simple basic rule about fearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have the fear of Allah, you will never be afraid of any of His creature. And if you don't have the fear of Allah in your heart, any and everything can fear you. Little cold can fear you. But if you have the fear of Allah in your heart, nothing can make you afraid. And that's exactly the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe the people that we are building the masajid. Today, within the time frame that we have, I want to talk about how we can be a part of those masajid. You are, now you know that it is highly recommended that you be a part of the masjid. You be a part of the establishment and the maintenance and prosperity of a masjid. How you can do that? And we have one of the major problems that we have is everybody bringing his own background, thinking that he is all right. I bring that issue in because right this second, I've been called last week about issue and a problem in one of the masajid. I see it happening so many times. And unfortunately, the devil have the same ways and the same ropes. It changes the players of the same thing. Basically, I'm not going to mention a name, but one of the masajid, they are talking about the khutbah, the Friday khutbah, and how the khutbah is supposed to be done. And if the khutbah that we are saying is speaking language other than the Arabic language, speaking other than the Arabic language, is that lawful or not lawful? And that led in that masjid to big fight, because the people coming from a certain culture, non Arabic speaking culture, they perform it a certain way. And in other, and in general, they are performing it another way, which is the original way. And everyone tried to get his own justification. Basically, I will try today, inshallah, I will gonna try to explain, or I try to work with you, or my comprehension, which is I may be wrong, to what are the rules that constitute that. There are general rules before we even get to this. It's called maqasid al-sharia. Maqasid al-sharia, that means why Allah sent the message. One of the major reason is for you to comprehend what you are doing and why. You have to comprehend that. If you can't comprehend for whatever reason, lack of language, lack of knowledge, and whatever, you act upon a trust to the source. You act upon a trust in the source. But you act blind, don't blame no one but yourself. Because that has nothing to do with any religion. And I don't mean Islam, I mean any religion. Following blind, it never happened. And it just null the maqasid al-sharia. Again, it's the sharia. So if you don't understand, you have to verify the source of where the knowledge coming from. If somebody come and tell you it is coming from the Quran, or coming from the Sunnah, or coming from ijma', a minimum ijma', you can go ahead and you take your time in understanding. We are not going to sit down. We don't pray five times a day till we really understand why we are praying five times a day. We are not going to do the Maghrib till we know why the Maghrib three is not. No, as long as it was prescribed this way, and it is from Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, so now you have a reasonable to do it. But follow blindly hearsay, we got a major problems here. I'm going to try, because of the time of the khutbah, I want to try to make it short. So understanding is one of the major pillars of maqasid al-sharia, the purpose of the message. A second, a responsibility cannot have without having a will. You are not responsible for anything if you don't have a will. If somebody give you, put a gun in your head and take your wallet or say, do this, you know, a lot of court are going to free you because you have a null will. So religion is not coming to let you go blind and run. Just go right in blind. No, you have to have a will. To purpose, the whole thing is to build the character. Build the character able to promote good and to fight evil. Basically, the quarrel or the fight, which is because now it is repeated in more than one area, I hope that we will have a knowledge that we will, if it happened in front of us, we will try to stop it. In the non-Arabic speaking countries, how is the khutbah supposed to be done? By Arabic? Or by the native language? By Arabic, where nobody can understand anything, comprehend anything, you can cuss them and curse them, and they're going to say Ameen, Sadaqallah al-Azim, and leave? Or how it's going to work? If we go back to the major school of thoughts, you have, actually, they are more, they, in reality, there are about 8 school of thoughts. They are not only 4. You have Hassan al-Basri, you have Sa'd ibn al-Lays, you have so other, but that's not the place. But the whole issue is this, or the whole key, rely in how you evaluate what you hear from others. And Imam Malik Ridwanullahi alayh, he summed it in one single sentence. He was sitting down in Medina, in the masjid, and he said, كُلٌ يُؤْخَذُ مِنْ وَيُرَدُّ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا صَاحِبْ هَذَا الْمَقَامِ. And he pointed his finger to the grave of Sayyidina Muhammad. He said, everyone you can take from or you can say no, except that one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik, Abu Hanifa, Shafi'i, Ibn Hanbal, they have agreement and they have disagreement, but they, if you know their history, they loved each other. Imam Malik split his will half, right in, and give it to Imam Shafi'i. Imam Ibn Hanbal put his mother in the custody of Imam Shafi'i when he was traveling. How those scholars can be that loving and the followers can make a fight. Basically, I want to just inshallah go through the rules very quickly. Unanimously, the khutbah should be done by Arabic. That's a unanimous. There is no dispute about that. And al khutbah, at least a minimum requirement of it, must be in Arabic. Like the beginning of the khutbah, the dua, and so on. Where did the school of thoughts stand from? If they go to areas like Turkey, Pakistan, India, China, what happened there? You have 2 out of the 4, they said, we gonna have to do it this way. To promote the people, we have to keep it by Arabic. Just to establish the identity. Because people, they are new in it, and everybody gonna start to use his language, there is a lot of things can fall in the crack. So after 1 or 2 regeneration, and that's gonna inspire people to do what? To learn the Arabic language, where it will be delivered by the Arabic language, they will understand it, and they were driving Allahu A'lam to something more bigger. Everybody knows you cannot have a keen understanding to the teaching of the Quran if you don't have the Arabic language. So they are talking about that. They said, no, it's supposed to be delivered by Arabic. Even if the people don't understand, why? They have their own rationale behind. Imam Ibn Hanbal,
وابو حنيفة النعمان, they said I will take that issue and the category is not recommended, hatred, مكروه. I will put it in the package of makruh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ اِضْطَرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَاد فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. In a certain circumstances, in emergencies, you can bend a little bit without no attention actually. لَا بَاغٍ وَلَا عَاد. Somebody gonna die in a desert. He found out some liquid. When he drank it, he found out that it is alcohol. Did he commit a sin here? No. So he said, these two scholars, they depended on that approach, but they made it clear. You do not go to this. This is a transition period. And if you're going to apply it, you have to understand that it is in a temporary basis. Temporary basis. And it is not obligatory, not wajibah. I am doing some transition. And it is not obligatory to do it this way. And it has to have approval from everybody. So Imam Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man, he said, you may use the other language. If you meet the minimum requirement of the khutbah by Arabic, like exactly the part that I said in the Arabic in the beginning, or you see any imam is doing it, or anybody speak, you want to come and say, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul, and a minimum requirement after that in this khutbah, at least one verse, and the Quran must be in Arabic, and you can translate for English and whatever. But that got to be by the Arabic language. So now, these two scholars, they give in a sense of emergency, because if you're going to follow the first two, that means there is no Jum'ah. Some of them went to the extreme and said, no Arabic, no Jum'ah. Because they know what that can lead to. People can twist and turn things and start to classify. And before you know it, you can have in the same neighborhood 6 different masjid, every one of them is speaking a different language. And that's the purpose. They defeated that because they want to unite the nation. So the level of tolerance that it was giving, it's like you're giving a permission to policemen to carry gun, or for the doctor to give anesthesia to a patient. Something to be handled by expert and know what they are doing and calculated. Very well calculated. So they said that, and they allowed that the khutbah, it can be done by other than the native language, as long as the minimum requirement will be met by Arabic. And basically, the scholars, they come after that, they came up with different format. One of those format is what is now is followed in area like Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India. Which is basically what they do. They give what is called a speech. After the first adhan, they give a speech by the native language. And after that, when the imam comes, they will give very short khutbah, the first and the second one, completely by the Arabic language, regardless if the people understand it or not, that's irrelevant. And that speech can be either in the beginning of the khutbah, or people can stay after the khutbah. But the khutbah in this case has to be done by Arabic regardless. If the people understand or don't understand is irrelevant. That's one option. The second option is to have the minimum requirement of the khutbah being inserted by Arabic. Like you make the first part of the khutbah by Arabic, and the same subject you make it again by English or by French, whatever the native language is. And like this you have the two, and you have complemented. Or the third option is like you can start meeting the minimum requirement of the khutbah by the Arabic, you speakably give the khutbah by what the people can understand, and you end the khutbah by also the Arabic. Like, عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. So you have a three different format. You have even more. To apply any of those in non-speaking Arabic, now we are still under the category of what have to and not recommended. You have more than one option here, right? To apply this, number one, it cannot everybody sitting down and he know that it does not have what it called an wujub, that it is not mandatory. Number two, we all agree upon it. Yes, okay, it is okay. We can accept that kind of thing. And there is a level of comprehension must be there. If you go against the comprehension, you are going against the head-to-head, against maqasid al-sharia. You are not doing something wrong or forbidden. You are challenging maqasid al-sharia. You are going right in and out. The Quran itself, the Quran, look at Sayyidina Ibrahim, alayhi salam. قال ربي أرني كيف تحيي الموتى. When he is saying ربي أرني كيف تحيي الموتى, does that one does not believe? What was the answer? أولم تؤمن, haven't you believed? قال بلى ولكن يطمئن قلبي. I want to have a better comprehension. I want to satisfy the curiosity, my anger, my hunger for knowledge. How by the name of religion you oppress, you cancel, you give a zero to knowledge. How imam can be imam without knowledge? Animal will refuse to move with you if they don't know what they are doing. You are asking by the name of God, who is coming to liberate you and build your character, to go blind? And everything in it, defining the teaching of the Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So comprehension is required. Understanding it is not wujub, that means it is not, whatever method, is not wujub, that it is not mandatory, is required. Acceptance of the majority is required. But when the issue turned out after that it leads from the same masjid, you have two groups, every one of them standing praying a different, and they are not after one imam, you have right in the middle fitna, tribunal. When some brethren come and say, this is the way I saw my father and my grandfather and whatever there is, and this is the way it is going on. How the non-Muslim, how are you going to reach them by the Arabic language? How the new convert will have their own education? If you make things only on Arabic, how many years you need to have to dedicate yourself to learn the Arabic language so you can comprehend and understand? That means you cannot recite the Quran. If you don't know the Arabic, we have a philosopher like Rouget, one of the code. He died in the 60s or the 70s. He didn't know Arabic. But what he wrote about Islam made the whole entire Western atmosphere in the area of philosophy to stop. And others and others and others and others and others. When you come and make something under the category of not recommended or hatred or emergency use, and you move it, and there are another golden way or option of doing it, and you take those and you make this wajib or mandatory, you got a big problem. So now the khutbah can be given like this way. The second, it can start by Arabic, it has the content, and after that it can finish, which is the majority. And obviously there is a lot of conferences and there is a lot of scholars, they talked about those issues. And the majority of the masajid, they do it this format. Another format, a third format, it can be applied, is you make one the first khutbah by the Arabic and the second khutbah by whatever native language that the people can comprehend. And after that you conclude, and after that you finish the prayer. So these are three, and they are all, like I said, that is a license or a view of two scholars. And there's two school of thoughts out of four, at least known to us four. That cannot be as a reason for a dispute. That cannot be a reason for people to fight. That cannot be a reason, will never be a reason, justifiable reason, for a people to pray, to refuse to pray after a single imam. That is not acceptable at all. But actually it goes, I do believe, maybe you share that with me or maybe you not, it's up to you. I very strongly believe the worst crimes happen in the man, in the history of the mankind, happened by the name of religions. Once you give yourself the justification and give your attitude to aggression, a religious cover, you go all the way. Nothing holds you back. And you already have a justification. The dispute that is taking place now, they sent me the paper. I am very sorry to say it. The one who did the paper did an excellent job, superior job, in collecting the documentation. But the way he analyzed, the way of the analysis, the way he digressed in the logic, and the conclusion that he came in after that to justify that the way and the only way is the first way that I said, which it is in Pakistan and India, is to do that regardless of the concept of the people don't understand or don't understand. That's irrelevant. The homework was done, but to drive for a different analysis and to come up with a different conclusion. And that can lead to imarat al-masjid, to prosperity of a masjid, or it can lead to corruption of a masjid. While we accept the concept of a speciality and professionalism when it comes to all aspects of our life, say go to doctor, you want to build a building, go to engineer, you have a problem, go to lawyer, whatever there is, go to teacher. But when it comes down to religion, everybody is a scholar. It doesn't work. Ittaqullah. It doesn't work. There are special people for doing that. One of the bad things that it can happen. If the imam lead a prayer and some people, they are in disagreement with him or they hate what he is doing. What the message that I am sending and I'm bringing that issue came before. A few years ago, I was invited, I'm not going to mention names. I was invited to give a khutbah in a certain masjid. And when I went down there, it was a very nice welcome. Very, very nice welcome. And right few minutes before I get in, somebody tapped me and he said, "We are expecting you to do that." Allah is my witness, that's exactly what happened. But I thought that is a single incident. Basically, I refused to give the khutbah, and I walked right into where the people sit and I sat. It was a little bit late, but somebody else came, I don't know who that is, and he did it the way he did it. When you come, the worst part of it, when you turn something is not wajib, or something kind of emergency solution to problem, to be a permanent. And whomever will do different from what you do or what you believe in, gonna be wrong. Giving the khutbah in the format that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave it to certain people, it came out to be wrong. And the right way of doing it, the way that my father is doing it. Do you know better than my father? How that can work? Fiqh got his own scholar. Da'wah got its own scholar. Fatwa got its own scholars. They spend tens and tens and tens and years, and none of them will say anything before confirming, and there is a foundation, and there is a verification, and there is a process that has no end. Because it can be one word that can change the direction. And we come as a community, happy trigger, keep shooting. And it is all done by the name of Allah. No. So please, if you get exposed to that, any of those formats, like I said, these are exceptional from the rule. These three formats that I said about it. And I'm going to repeat them again. What is now common in the area like Turkey, Pakistan, India, China, and non-speaking Arabic people. It is exceptional, part of the exceptional, that mean it is in a temporary basis. This community, they are obligated to spend the sincere effort to learn the Arabic language. So for generation after generation, they will be able to have all the khutbah by the Arabic language and understand it. That's the general rule. And this is the only little window, little crack that Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man and Ahmad ibn Hanbal open so they can give a break to the people, to the community. Or otherwise, you have a people sitting down, they don't understand what's going on at all, or you cancel it. According to Imam al-Shafi'i, if you don't have the Imam speaking the language, and the people don't do it. أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يعلم الله ما في قلوبكم. The challenges, Islam never been a religion of ceremonies and rituals. You have to read and to have to understand and to have to respect and to discuss and to see other people's view and to open for it. اختلاف أمتي رحمة. Differences it can be, but not can be blessing, but it is not in the area of right and wrong. When a fight it comes in a masjid, because it's going to be done by the Pakistani people method, or it is applicable in that area, or it's going to be a war, it comes to the first fight. No. I'm saying about something probably happening now in those areas. all last week and the week before, and I just got involved last week. We have enough challenges as is. We know it for a fact. We are coming with different background, different views. But we have the same challenges. Why we cannot look at what we have in common? Why we ignore what's happening to our families? What's happening with our children? How is our neighbor look at us? How the Islam, the concept of negative profile, is going day and night. And instead of unite, we're going to find out now. It is in the top priority, on the top of the list. If the Arabic, the khutbah is going to be by the Arabic and English, alhamdulillah, we don't have any more problems. Wallahi, if you saw the people that I've seen, young people, they are in a scholarship and they went to the college away from home. They didn't finish the first year of college. Drugs killed them. And they had a scholarship. Scholarship. It just happened they are out of the influence of their parents. Nothing told them what is right and what is wrong. They were not ready to be on their own. Who will do that other than the masjid? And if we come to the masjid to fight and to bring our differences here instead of leaving it outside, the one who is paying the price and paying it heavily, that generation, and you eventually, because hasbun ri'in min al-ith an yadi'a man ya'ud, hadith on Rasulullah, there is no sin more or bigger that you will let the people that you are responsible for go astray. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us wisdom to understand the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply it in our life so we can live in peace and we can die in peace. And inshallah, in the hereafter, we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Brother, we have to see what kind of the challenges we are facing. Islam respect the doubt. Doubt is very highly respected in Islam if you follow it by seeking knowledge. If somebody got something like this and in your heart you have a question about if what's going on here is not in your culture, is right or wrong, don't keep it inside to pile and come after that, sooner or later going to come in one format or another. Ask, send it. There are a lot of boards, there is a lot of community, there is a lot of professional Islamic organization. You can ask, you can pick up the phone and call, you can send them an email and they will respond. Your job is imaratul masjid wa man azlamu mimman man'a masajid Allah an yudhkara fiha ismuh wa sa'a fi kharabiha. Who is more oppressor? Who is more violent? More the one who make mischief and corruption in the masjid. And stop the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal. We don't have to go to school for this. If I say the Quran or I say the hadith and you don't understand what I'm saying, what is the value of having a Jummah? When I say a verse like "Kunu qiradatun khasi'in," if you don't understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you don't understand when and where it say it was said, be monkeys. Simply, if somebody even, if I didn't do the English translation and he picked up the word monkey, he's going to say, that guy's insulting us. When I come and say, لا تقربوا الصلاة, don't pray. What is the continuation? Somebody going to come and say, I'm not going to pray. What? He said, لا صلاة. If I don't give an English translation or a French translation, whomever the French, or Swahili translation or whatever translation, how the people, what is the purpose of having the Jum'ah? Islam respect knowledge. Islam respect mind. Islam respect doubt. We have so many problems. Please don't get involved in that type of rhetoric. Do not get involved in it. And do not allow it to happen in your community. And if you know somebody, or these things going to start on them, tell them, please stop it. Because that's a fraction and diversion. That's not piety. That is not piety. I'm going to finish the khutbah. I don't want to make it long. But I'm going to give that example. Imam al-Shafi'i, after Imam Malik died, he went to visit his grave. And in the prison, it came this prayer time, so he prayed exactly the way that Imam Malik prescribed it. So after they finished, they went out. They said, yeah, Imam, did you change? Because we know that Imam Shafi'i, he had a fiqh when he was in Iraq, and he modified that when he went to Egypt. He said, did you change? If there is something new mas'ala or a new interpretation or something that you do, that something new, because this is not what you prescribed before. He said, no, I know exactly what I'm doing. I did it out of respect to the scholarship of that man. And at the same time, he doesn't want to confuse any people, other people coming and following that madhab. Not everybody is learned, not everybody knows the Shafi'i, not everybody knows Maliki, not everybody knows the differences. The guy went alone, and he is not from the school. He is the head of the school. That can show you the level of tolerance, and the respect, and the manner, and the ethics. When we find differences, and they all in halal, in the area of halal. Lawful, not in the area of forbidden. So please be alert. And let others know. Jazakum Allah khayr. But if you want to do something right, get it from its sources. And don't speculate and do something that you don't understand. And maybe some here heard me before say it, and I'm going to say it again inshallah. And finish the khutbah word. Please never do what you think it is right. Just don't do it. Only do what you know it is right. Only what you know it is right. If that what you know it is right that much, behave in that much. But don't go with the what you think it is right. Please don't go what you think it is right. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. Let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask Him to bless our gathering. And help us to understand the teaching of the Holy Quran. And the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad. And help us to be a better Muslim. And help us to unite. And help us to be tolerant. And help us to understand the differences between us. And accommodate it. As long as it is not forbidden, Ya Allah. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله